What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three here. And the phone lines are open, but please remember the 800 number is not working. So if you would like to call on in with your comments, the number is area code 512-716-1523. And hopefully it's only going to be for today, and we'll be back to normal operations tomorrow. So we're talking about computers. We're talking about the leak or hack from the Equation Group, which is, according to Kaspersky, part of the National Security Agency. And there's an issue here that is really obvious. Equation Group literally took all of these hacker tools that they had developed, apparently at taxpayer expense, and they had them all stored in one location. And that was never a really good idea. On a military base, the really big bombs are all stored separately in separate locations for safety. And they should have had the same thing going on here, each tool in its own little isolated directory. But apparently they were all in one place. It was a hoard of security holes and tools. And they're out there now. In theory, they're being auctioned off. Enough of them has been released where experts like Edward Snowden are saying, this is the real deal. This isn't a hoax. This is the real deal. Now, as I mentioned at the top of the show, the Clinton Foundation has been hit with a hacking attack. Now, the official story is nothing was stolen. How could they possibly know? But they have hired a cybersecurity firm, FireEye. We mentioned them earlier. And basically, they're very, very concerned that something there may be heading on out, which is why you have Nancy Pelosi is already out there saying, well, this next data dump from the Clinton Foundation, it's all going to be filled with Russian lies. You don't want to believe what's coming out of there. It's all Russia. Russia did it. Russia's doing all this horrible, horrible stuff. And good luck getting traction with that one. But officially, they're saying nothing was taken, but apparently it was enough of an intrusion where they got FireEye to come on in and see how they might have been hacked. And apparently, the hackers used something called the spear phishing techniques to gain access to the Foundation's network, which means they probably succeeded in getting a questionable document into somebody inside the Foundation who then clicked on a link they shouldn't have. And again, it's a reminder, never, ever click any kind of attachment to an email that isn't coming from somebody you absolutely know. We know from the way Hillary handled her private email server, they weren't very conscious about security at all. Hillary's private email server had weaker security than Ashley Madison. And it stands in rather sharp contrast with how secure the Clinton Foundation computers were. They were taking care of those. Those were locked up tight. Not tight enough, though. Now, I just put up a story about this gizmo, and it appears to be somebody rediscovering something that I know the military has actually had for quite some time. It's called the Wallabot, and it is this little robot kit you can buy to build a little wheeled robot onto which you will attach your Android cell phone. And what makes it kind of weird is it is able to see through walls using radio waves. And I'm not sure how comfortable I am with that. I mean, it's not going to be peeking at you in the shower, but it is able to find things like coins buried in sand, which is kind of hip. So let's take some phone calls. Laura in Kansas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, Michael. I sent you an email earlier, and I was listening to another gentleman that one of the shows that I listened to dealing with finance, and it would seem that Obama has signed, he spoke of one executive order for replacing, who would replace the Secretary of Treasury and the Deputy Secretary of Treasury if something were to happen to both of them. And as I went into the Federal Register, found out that actually there are three executive orders signed in. One is for the if something happened to both in the Environmental Protection Agency. Same thing with who it's the succession, order of succession for the Department of Veterans Affairs and the Department of the Treasury. Isn't that kind of weird, though, for a president that is going out when the next president would be the one to choose all of those people and insert his own people into office?
Well, Obama may be thinking that there's going to be some kind of a major upheaval, and he wanted to establish a system of succession because the Constitution only has a line of succession for the presidency itself, and the others are kind of left out there. In theory, if something were to happen to one or two of the top people at, like the EPA, in theory, the president would just name the next director, but he wants to make it automatic. That's fine. It's not binding because it is an executive order. It's not in the Constitution. It's not passed by Congress. And the next president coming on in can completely change it all over again. Every president has the right to revoke or null all previous presidential orders. And one of the things that I would like to see Trump do is to end this accumulated series of declarations of national emergency, which have been used to transform the presidency into a virtual dictatorship. But we'll see what's going to happen there. We need to take a moment and shout out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network at this time. And if you missed it at the top of the hour, the 800 number for our program is not working today. So if you're on the on-air affiliates and you would like to call into the show, the number to use for today only is, and grab a pencil, area code 512-716-1523. One more time. That's area code 512-716-1523. All right. So, Laura, I imagine we'll probably see a lot of executive orders coming out from Obama. Part of it may be trying to cement his legacy, which is actually looking pretty weak. Outside of being the first black president, there isn't a whole heck of a lot they're going to be able to put on display at his presidential library.
Right. Well,
okay.
Yeah, and so do you think that if whatever the upheaval is, because that's one of the things they were talking about, why it's kind of sending up warning signals, is that they were thinking, well, what if the elections don't go through, or what if some of these people, they would try to do something where these people would not be in agreement, and they already kind of know ahead of time they're not going to play ball. They're not going to go along with the program. He was talking about maybe if there was something that would happen and the elections wouldn't go through, if martial law was implemented, that some of these people might actually defect and say, well, we're not, or they already know they're not going to go along with the program. And that's why they want to have that in place so that they're replaced right away.
Well, I agree to the extent that any attempt by Obama to cancel or suspend the elections is likely going to fracture the government as a whole, and certainly the American people are not going to sit still for it. It would basically be tantamount to saying the United States doesn't exist anymore, we've taken it over, it's a dictatorship. I don't see the American people sitting still for that. That could actually trigger a real violent revolution in the streets of the United States. I'd like to avoid that if possible. But what we need to do is, again, we need to create a doubt in the minds of those who are plotting such things that they'll be able to succeed, mostly along the line of whether they'll succeed in convincing the American people that this was a necessary action or that martial law is necessary. Because every time they do any one of these transformative events like 9/11, it's predicated on the majority of the American people believing the cover story and the official story and saying, well, it's terrible, but yes, we need to go along with it. I really don't think that's going to happen this time. We understand how Hitler used his own terrorist groups to get the enabling acts. The Reichstag fire, Gleiwitz, we're aware of the tricks rulers use to stay rulers. And we need to basically get that doubt out there, where those who are looking at these plans are going to say, I'm not sure we can successfully pull this off. And that might get them to basically call the plan off rather than risk making things worse than they already are.
Yeah, that, it's just very, I agree with what you're saying. It's just very strange that a president that's going out, that's a lame duck president, would have suddenly start putting these, you know, executive orders in place as if, you know, why are you doing this? It's never been done before, and why only certain departments? It's just very, very odd. And they, you know, listening to the other people that I was listening to, they feel the same way. It's just very strange, everything that's going on. It's never happened before as far as they were mentioning, so I just think it's very odd, too. But I appreciate it, Michael. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Bob in Michigan. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I have a congestive heart failure and a hard time talking, so if you want to cut me off anytime, I'm fine with that. I want to thank you for the stand up against the climate change, and even more so your stand up against the nonsense of geoengineering the climate or tornadoes or hurricanes or whatever. I've been studying weather for 55 years, and with you, I found just the opposite. There's less tornadoes, less hurricanes. They're less severe, and the idea that somebody's making them go around is nonsense, and it's undoing the truth movement, basically. And so I appreciate your work on it.
Well, thank you very much for the kind words here. And I think if there's one thing the American people are going to take out of the year 2016, it is really understanding at a very deep emotional level the extent to which we are kept in a prison of lies by corporate media and the government. When I was young, the idea of you caught a politician lying, it was treated as a rare and unique event and not indicative of the system as a whole. And today we know different. We know that politicians lie about everything from the moment they get up to the moment they go to bed. I think they're afraid to ever tell the truth because we might learn how to tell the difference, and then they'd really be in serious trouble.
Right, and I'm more concerned about the so-called patriot or truth movement falling into this trap, you know, that somehow, you know, the tornadoes are made to go here and there and the hurricanes. I mean, we're in a hurricane drought. It's been 4,000 days since the U.S. has been hit by a major hurricane. That's unheard of. So if they're doing it, why aren't they doing it? And tornadoes, the same thing. I mean, we went through, since the 70s, we've had a cooling trend, which you know you've talked about it, and that has knocked down the severe weather, just the opposite of what most of the so-called truth movement people say. So I thank you for standing up. Please continue and try to educate these people, because the tornadoes are less and less and less severe. And I got charged on top of charged on top of charged to prove that. So I'll let you go. I appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you very much for the phone call, Bob. And what you need to understand is that, especially since the beginning of the internet and a means for mass communication between the American people that was not under the control of the corporate media or the government, one of the ways they have tried to maintain a monopoly on what the American people are thinking is to plant all kinds of nonsense into the internet, into the patriot groups, and the process is called kookification. And it didn't even begin with the internet. If you remember back during even the John F. Kennedy assassination, where they were putting out the idea that the umbrella had a poison dart gun in it. The planted guy who destroyed Jim Garrison's case against Clay Shaw by saying he fingerprinted his own daughter to prevent substitution. This is an old, old trick, whether you call it kookification or poisoning the well. But propaganda really only works when the people being propagandized don't know that it's going on. It has to remain invisible. When it gets really obvious, people pick up on it. Now the U.S. government is admitting they changed the laws to make it legal to use propaganda on the American people. Well, yep, guess exactly. What? The instant you admit that, we start ignoring what's coming out of the government and the corporate media.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, thank you very much. Just keep up the good work. And I just don't, these shows that say, come here for the truth, and then they have this, you know, this nonsense about tornadoes, you know, how you make a scientists don't even know how, you know, what causes tornadoes, if they're honest. And, you know, I'm sorry. Just keep up the good work, and we'll let you go.
All right, well, thank you very much for the phone call, Bob. We're going to let you go here. And, if you have any kind of a science education, you come to understand very quickly that a lot of this nonsense that's being used to try and harm the credibility of the independent media, that's what it is. It's nonsense. And certainly with the idea of human-caused global warming, the indications are we're going to have another really brutal winter. Winter is staying late south of the equator. It's coming early to Europe. They're all happy. The winter venues are coming on up, open for business. And people, because the internet gives us a collective memory, people can get on, they can look back and say, what was really going on back then? Winston Smith would be out of a job in the presence of the internet. If for those of you who've read 1984, Winston Smith's job was, anytime the government came out with any new statement, his job was to go back through all the newspaper records and change them to bring them into line so that the predictions the government made last year came to pass this year, and it was 100% accurate. And we see that stuff going on all the time, like the way they're always, you know, revising the GDP and all these other numbers and so forth. But people have become very skeptical of the government. That's a healthy thing. That's a good thing. A skeptical people are a free people. And I think there's reason for some hope, if you will, in the current age, because the folks who are in charge of all this propagandizing of the American people, they're a bunch of Cold War fossils. And they're still trying to play the propaganda game by the rules that worked in the 1950s and 1960s. And they're hopelessly outdated and obsolete, and everybody sees when they do it. Now, getting on back to the world of computers and the NSA. And by the way, there's a new story out here that Russia broke into the NSA's cyber crimes division, and it's a warning, don't mess with us. They're still pushing this Russian hacker, Russian hacker, Russian hacker. It's nonsense here. Meanwhile, as you know, the people who use Linux have a certain amount of snobbery. Anytime we talk about the problems with Windows 8 or Windows 10 or malware or the rest of it, I get a flood of letters. You should be on a real operating system. You should have Linux. Well, this is a dual boot machine in front of me, and I have Linux on it, and I cut my programming teeth on Unix and the C programming language, and I'm very comfortable with it. But there are certain tools I need for my video and audio production, Claire's Choir stuff and everything, that has to run on Windows. And I should be able to use any operating system I want without these criminals or government agents, and I may be repeating myself, coming on in and messing with me. So now we're seeing this story where NSA is starting to look down on users of Linux as a possible threat. And they're saying now that users of Tor and Tails, which is an anonymous version of Linux, they're extremists. The NSA's new attitude is that if you think you have a right to privacy, that all by itself labels you as an extremist and a threat to the state. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And there's kind of this bizarre story that's out there. And it was over in the Daily Mail in Great Britain. And it's talking about this co-founder of Facebook who is on the lam because of some legal problems. But he says he and his family are now fleeing a CIA plot to kill him because of the CIA's involvement in Facebook. Now, it's not going to surprise anybody that the intelligence services have infiltrated the social media. We're seeing them doing all kinds of nefarious things, knocking down view counts and so forth. YouTube has been caught changing the titles of trending videos to make it harder to find them, changing the titles of political videos. I'm not too sure what to think about that particular story here. Now then, let's talk about what's going on with the Zika virus and what they're doing with it and whether it's going to work or not. Now, to bring you up to date, all of this stuff about Zika got started when there was a sudden rash of microcephalic babies being born down in Brazil. And immediately, the corporate media was saying that it's the Zika virus. The Zika virus does this. And there was reason to doubt that right from the start, because Zika has been around for 60 years and has never produced microcephalic babies. The other factor is that Brazil had a mandated vaccination program for pregnant mothers that started just the year before all these microcephalic babies started being born. But we can't criticize or doubt the most holy vaccines, so we're going to dump it on Zika. And now we have the mosquitoes up in Florida, and most of them seem to be the product of this project that was run a year ago to genetically engineer millions and millions of mosquitoes and release them over Florida in the hope that they would mate with the natural mosquitoes and produce no offspring. That part appears to have failed because the population of mosquitoes has just exploded. And here is where it gets interesting, because the specific species of mosquito that was modified and released is the species that carries viral diseases like Zika and dengue fever. So now everybody's saying, oh, we got a Zika epidemic. What are we going to do about it? Well, they're going to spray a pesticide called NALED. And here's just how psychotic all of this is. Back in 2014, there was a study conducted at the University of California, and it showed that pregnant women exposed to NALED had a 60% increased risk of their child developing autism or microcephaly. So what we have is this idea that the Zika virus is causing microcephalic babies. It's carried by mosquitoes that were introduced artificially. They're going to spray it with a pesticide that causes the same symptoms they claim Zika does. Self-fulfilling prophecy. So we're going to have a whole flood of microcephalic babies, which I think we can assume are all going to run for Congress in 15, 20 years. And they'll just say, oh, it was the Zika. It was the Zika, because we don't question the safety and efficacy of NALED. We don't question the safety and efficacy of vaccines, because they make money. And anything that makes money is good. And anything that gets in the way of making money, that's bad. Now, we got enough time to tease this story. If you're my age, you remember a guy named Kris Kristofferson. Was a music star, then he became a film star. He's a very, very nice gentleman. And 3 years ago, he was diagnosed as having Alzheimer's disease, which is a terrible, terrible thing to tell somebody. That was 3 years ago. He's never developed the symptoms. Apparently, it was a wrong diagnosis. More when we come back.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need paper fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Okay, we seem to have silence here, so I'm going to just step on in and do the show. And a reminder, if you're trying to call into the program, the 800 number is not working today, and the number to call into the show is area code 512-716-1523. 512-716-1523. So we're talking about actor, musician, Kris Kristofferson. 3 years ago, he was diagnosed as having Alzheimer's. It has since turned out it was a misdiagnosis. But during that time, he just went through this medical misadventure, and the doctors were giving him drugs that were not approved by the FDA. Whoops. Okay. All right. The gremlins are in there. Either that or it's Hillary's hackers. And he was just, they tried all these drugs on him, and they actually wound up, using a lot of off-label prescriptions. Now, doctors aren't supposed to do that. They're not supposed to prescribe drugs for non-approved uses, and yet they do. It's called off-label prescription. And it's a big moneymaker. And the net result of this is that Kris Kristofferson did suffer some harm, not from Alzheimer's, which it turned out he never had, but from these medications. They made things worse than if they just left him alone. And then they wonder why people don't trust the doctors, don't trust the medical industry, don't trust big pharma. And they're very, very concerned about this government that has arrogated to itself the right to decide for you what medical care you're going to get and have to pay for at huge, huge expense. And they're out there saying, we're only doing this for your good. No, you're doing it for the bucks. Now, it's not actually in the Hippocratic Oath. but it's considered one of the principles of Hippocrates. First of all, do no harm. Don't do anything that's going to harm the patient. Your job is to make them well. So, let's grab a phone call. Michael in Ireland. Aloha, Michael. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm more concerned about the rumors of the ones in power trying to provoke World War III. And also, is it possible that they could be so deluded that they would want to do that to reduce the world population? It was rumored that the ones in power would like to reduce the world population by 90%. Is there any conceivable nexus in that?
Yeah, obviously there is. We know that Agenda 21, which is now Agenda 30, I guess they had to set the timetable back, calls for world depopulation. The ugly reality right now is because of the situation at Fukushima, the Gulf oil disaster, various other toxic runoff going into the oceans, there isn't enough safe and healthy food left for the current human race. And that's why we're being fed food that's actually dangerous for us with the government's blessing. I would think that the people who are talking purely about population reduction would like to see a way for the population to be reduced without destroying the hard physical assets like the cities and so forth, which is where you get these programs where vaccines are being given away for free to third world nations, and then they discover that there's sterilization chemicals in them. Those are the population reduction people. And I understand that there's a lot of human beings on this planet. There's a population problem, and there always will be, because sex is a lot more fun than dying. Now, the people who are pushing for World War III, there's certainly an overlap of depopulation there. But the primary driving force of World War III is this harebrained idea that a new world war is somehow going to revive and rebuild and restore the U.S. economy, that it will force the world back onto the Bretton Woods Agreement of only using the U.S. dollar for global trade and banking, or at the very least, a new world war will unite the country behind the present government, and we will forget all about the crimes and corruptions and spying and dangerous vaccines and toxic food, and we'll salute the flag and fling our babies onto the bayonets. So there are two separate agendas, but they definitely do overlap over that area of population reduction, and along with the threat of nuclear weapons, we could definitely see the use of biological weapons to depopulate cities. And don't forget, they have this special little bomb called the Neutron Enhancement Device, or the Neutron Bomb, which is designed to kill all the people in a city without destroying the city itself. They've got that one in the little warehouse as well.
And I heard another rumor that Putin would like to launch a surprise, what do you call it, EMP attack over the country. And is it conceivable he might want to do that to prevent these extremists from trying to start another nuclear war?
Well, Putin, I think, is far too smart to make the first overt act in a new war, which is why I think Poroshenko is trying to fake one for him. How well an imp weapon would work is very much up in the air. The military systems are hardened against imp attacks. It would be mostly the civilian infrastructure that would be brought down. And these days, it's so fragile anyway, it wouldn't take a lot to bring it down. But again, the only known working imp weapon is a nuclear blast outside the atmosphere. All this talk about other magnetic imp weapons, they don't really work out if you understand the speed at which electricity and magnetic fields are created and then destroyed. But again, I think it comes down to the fact Putin knows better than to do the first overt act, especially with a nuclear weapon. That would just open up the floodgates and the mushrooms would be blossoming all over.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Well, thank you for the answers.
Well, thank you very much, and we're going to let you go here after that call. Now then, interesting story that crossed my desk earlier, and it overlaps a couple of different issues. This is from TampaBay.com, and it goes under the category of Fukushima and other nuclear disasters, and it comes under the category of the appalling way the U.S. government treats its military people and its veterans. And it has to do with an LST following World War II called the USS Calhoun County. And for 15 years after World War II, this LST literally dumped thousands of tons of radioactive waste into the Atlantic Ocean, apparently without following safety procedures. At one point, the workers handling these drums, the seamen handling these drums, had cotton gloves, but that was about it. And the Tampa Bay Times has now interviewed more than 50 surviving crewmen of what was going on here. And this became an issue because some of these crewmen have come down with very, very serious illnesses that the doctors say are from radiation exposure. And the U.S. Navy's response has been, no, it didn't happen. We didn't do it. They just made it up. It's all in their heads. Year after year after year after year. And finally, the U.S. government has acknowledged compensation is due for what are called the atomic veterans, which are those people who actually handled nuclear weapons or dropped nuclear weapons, but they excluded these sailors who were tasked with dumping these hundreds of tons of radioactive waste into the Atlantic Ocean. And they already know that a lot of this stuff is leaking. It's leaching out into the water. It's another source of contamination for the food supply. And again, we're seeing the government deny, or all right, it happened, but this is what you have to expect when you enlist in the military. During the days of above-ground nuclear testing in Nevada, and I remember this vividly, they set off one bomb that turned out to be far more powerful than they expected, and it put up a huge cloud of radioactive debris, and it was literally floating across the entire country. I was living in New Hampshire at the time. I was a kid, I was going to school there. And we were told that we would not be allowed to play on the playground, that we had to stay indoors. In fact, we were actually kept in the center hallway of the school. We didn't even go into our classrooms. And I remember standing there in the hallway, looking through the door into the classroom, looking out through the windows at what was a beautiful day. And just dealing with this, that there was something out there that they felt was going to cause us serious harm. Now, of course, the problem is that afterwards, kids playing on the playground, any radioactive debris that had fallen on that soil was still there. The U.S. government has always been incredibly reckless with the aftermath of their weapon systems. The idea is, we need the bomb. We're going to win the war. Well, we got a huge mess here. Ah, who cares? Throw it overboard, which is what this LST was assigned to do. And then the Navy somehow magically lost all the records. So all these crewmen who came down with radiation-induced illnesses couldn't get any money, couldn't get any care. And it's another reminder that from the point of view of the people who are running the U.S. government, military service people are just disposable assets. Yeah, I'll let them dump the radioactivity. You know, who cares? So we were talking about what was going on out in Nevada, and there was this one very infamous test where they were trying to simulate breaching an enemy's line with a tactical small nuclear weapon. And they brought in all these soldiers, and the only protection they were given was sunglasses. And they were in these little trenches near the bomb's detonation point, and they were given a simple order. Once the bomb goes off, move to exploit the breach in the simulated enemy line. And these soldiers did that. And they spent the rest of their life dealing with leukemias, cancers, all of this horrible stuff. And the U.S. government refused to assume responsibility for their medical bills. Deny. Remember Gulf War syndrome from the Iraq War and all these people were coming home with very strange illnesses, and they didn't know whether it was the experimental drugs they were being given by the military. Because once you're in the military, you're a guinea pig. They try things out on you. Were they exposed to chemical and biological weapons that were being disposed of in burn pits? And the government's official response was, they're just making it up. They're just trying to live off the taxpayer dollar. We don't need to deal with that. This is a consistent pattern. And I mention this because if you are a parent of a child or children who are approaching military age, you need to sit them down and say, this is the reality of how the government will use you up if you enlist in the military. Forget about all those TV commercials about the U.S. Navy, a global force for good. It's all brainwashing. If there's a VA hospital near you, take your kids over, pay a visit to the veterans, take them flowers and candy and magazines and stuff, and let your kids see the reality behind the gloss and glitz and the brochures the recruiters are handing out. Because while you're out there willing and able to kill on command, the government will take sort of good care of you. And once you're no longer of any use, you will be dropped and abandoned. We saw it post-Vietnam. We saw it post-Desert Storm. We're continuing to see it to this very day. It is a national disgrace how the government treats rank-and-file service people. And this story about the Calhoun is just another example. They sent these sailors out with tons of highly radioactive waste. Just said, throw it overboard. The ship itself ultimately had to be scuttled because it was too radioactive to sell as scrap metal. Now then, a couple of science stories here. This is coming out of the Daily Mail, and they're talking about a discovery of a pyramid in Kazakhstan. And they discovered this a year ago, and they basically have kept it quiet while they excavated and really made sure what they had. But it's an Egyptian-style pyramid, and it was in this remote area of Kazakhstan, 3,900 miles northeast of Cairo. And it's believed it's seriously damaged by time, but it was a lookalike of the famous Pyramid of Djoser in Egypt, one of the stepped pyramids. But it was built 1,000 years earlier than the Egyptian pyramids. Now, if you think about it, a pyramidal shape makes a lot of sense. It's the simplest, most stable structure you can build to reach up above the ground toward the heaven. And we know that the Egyptians were traveling to Central and South America because the pharaohs were using cocaine. And back then, as today, the only place to get cocaine is Central and South America. And that may be the reason why pyramid building was a big thing down there as well. Maybe the ancient Egyptians were these gods that you see in the Mayan and Aztec legends. But when you look at this Kazakhstan pyramid, when you look at Göbekli Tepe, you begin to understand we don't know anywhere near as much about ancient history as we think we do. Humans have been on planet Earth in our present form for at least 500,000 years. And we only have a vision of history going back maybe 8,000 years at most. What happened in the hundreds of thousands of years before that? There was a wonderful TV series, was on one of the educational channels called Life After Humans. And the premise of the show was that all of a sudden, one day, all the humans vanished from planet Earth. And what would happen to the works we left behind? How quickly would they deteriorate? And the sad answer is very quickly. Very quickly indeed. Very few things built by man are built to last. The pyramids, obviously so. But our contemporary buildings and stuff, they've gone in 100 years. There's a void of history out there that we just absolutely don't know what was going on. Were there great civilizations going back 100,000 years ago? Were they felled by an asteroid strike into the ocean and they washed all away? Or were they ground down to dust under the ice age? It's a puzzling little question here. Because when I look at how creative and intelligent human beings are, and we haven't changed all that much in half a million years, it just doesn't seem possible that we went through 400,000 years of living like cavemen and only in the last 20,000 years built a human civilization. It almost seems like that really can't possibly be. How we would ever find out one way or the other, I don't know. But it is a puzzling idea. All right, we got to take another break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, what kind of joking? No fountains, but youth? I got Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest. Who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
We will not. Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I'm going to talk about CERN a little bit, that Large Hadron Collider. Actually, we're not talking about the collider. There is a statue on the grounds of the Large Hadron Collider of the Hindu deity Shiva, which was a gift to CERN from the government of India. Shiva is the Hindu god of creation and destruction, the continuing cycle of death and rebirth. And there was a video that was leaked out onto the internet not too long ago where supposedly was taken from an upper window at night, and there were all these people in these robes going through this ritual, which supposedly ended with a human sacrifice, and everybody was saying, what's going on here with all this stuff? Well, the European Organization for Nuclear Research has launched an investigation, and they're basically saying it was a prank by the CERN scientists. They just thought it would be a giggle to do this. And I had somebody send me in the comments about, you know, these are supposed to be serious professional people. Well, great genius often brings with it a wicked sense of humor, and that's just the reality. And I remember from my tenure at NASA, jokes happen all the time. Some of them are very minor. Some of them get very, very complicated, and it's an expression of their creativity. When we were working on Viking, there were actually three of the landers. There were the two that actually went to Mars, and then there was a third fully operational lander sitting at JPL in what was called the sandbox. And anything that we were going to do with the landers on Mars was first tried out on Lander 3 in the sandbox. And so you can imagine the shock that happened when they were running a simulation of how they were going to be handling the landers, and including news announcements and everything. And somebody had planted a fossil trilobite in the sandbox. They never found out who. And it was a nice one, too, because it showed up on the cameras, and they had to treat it, yes, we found the fossil and everything. So, yeah, practical jokes, that just sort of goes along with that kind of a mindset. And in the days before computer hacking, there were all kinds of things. That the people at Caltech were legendary for popping up helium balloons in the middle of athletic events and various things like that. Movie Real Genius, Val Kilmer, that's kind of what it was like working and living in that kind of an environment where there was always this bizarre stuff going on. That was part of the fun of it, part of an expression of creativity and thinking outside the box. So that's what these people at CERN were doing. And yeah, it doesn't really look good in the media, but when you're working with scientists, that sort of thing is definitely going to be coming down the line. And interestingly enough, sometimes out of these jokes and stuff, you get a real discovery where somebody's looking at the mess they've made and said, that's interesting. I wonder how that happened. Serendipity. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Everybody listening to this show, all of you Rivero's Rangers, you are part of the independent media. Take what you learn at the show from the website, spread it to everybody that you know. Together, we can shout down the corporate media and all their millions of dollars. Have a good afternoon. We'll see you tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction?
A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.